100 years ago this week, the first territorial legislature gathered in Juneau. For the past few days, legislators past and present have been celebrating that event and reflecting on Alaska's history since the inaugural meeting. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez has this story.
It's well into the evening, and members of the Alaska legislature are spread around a cavernous room. Giant American flags are hanging from the walls, and the place is abuzz. That is, until someone strikes the gavel.
The House will return to order. Our next order of business is the second reading of bills, resolutions, and memorials, Mr. Chief Clerk.
House Bill 2 by Representative Shoup, entitled An Act to Extend the Elective Franchise to Women.
Those two aren't real political figures. They're actors recreating the inaugural meeting of Alaska's first elected body, and the true-to-life legislators sitting before them are just there for a bit of dinner theater as part of the Centennial Commission's anniversary celebration. The commission spent 6 months planning for the celebration, but the reenactment only came together in the last few weeks. The men and one woman cast had just a couple of rehearsals to develop their characters and to learn about one of the territorial legislature's first acts, granting women the right to vote. Phil Smith plays Representative Charles Ingersoll of Ketchikan, and he says it's been a little crazy trying to get the whole performance together.
Fortunately, we have a well-prepared script, and none of us are totally off book, which is... would be next to impossible to accomplish in short order. But it works pretty well because we're situated at desks and sort of orating from our materials.
He says it's a trip to be able to reenact the proceedings in Juneau's Old Elks Club, where the first legislature met. Even the floors are still the same. And Smith says it's been a fun learning experience, too.
I really didn't know anything about this inaugural territorial legislature and the import of their first order of business, taking up the right of women to vote, and so it's been fascinating.
The audience seems to enjoy it as much as the actors do. Senator Gary Stevens is the chair of the Centennial Commission, and when I catch up with him, he's beaming.
Well, this is such fun. I mean, for a retired history professor, it doesn't get any better than this, you know, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the territorial and state legislature.
Stevens says that the Centennial has also been a good time for him to reflect on where Alaska was and where it is now.
The first speech made by the Speaker of the House was against federal oversight, federal overreach, and taking too much control away from Alaska. And the Speaker was talking about how in 1913, how important it was that Alaska get its fair share, which is exactly what we're talking about today. So things haven't changed a lot, have they?
And if there's one thing that definitely hasn't changed, it's that there's always work to be done. About halfway through the reenactment, all of the members of the House of Representatives in the audience get up from their seats and head to the door for an 8 p.m. floor session. They have some gaveling in to do themselves. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.